everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? And we have some turkeys that we want to talk about. That's coming up on our next show. Start the wheels turning. I can feel the wood burning across these United States as you are thinking about the biggest turkeys in 2013. I started a list a couple of weeks ago, and it is so long, I couldn't possibly do all of the names on the list. I'm going to have to edit it. Which is good news, because this is radio, and that would be boring, wouldn't it, if I just read out all the names on my list? Also, I know there's a handful of you that are going to be busy making those little bread chunks for the stuffing and whatnot. Make sure that you call me for our special edition of Nail the Score. And it happens on our next show for two segments in our third hour. Remember, we have some Thanksgiving Day games, yeah, to talk about for sure. So what is the biggest buzz besides the weather and turkeys and giving thanks in the nooks and crannies? Still over the shock of healthcare costs, because now they're saying really 80 million people are going to be affected. 80 million people are going to have to pay more for their healthcare coverage, and the rising expenses are making employees having to pick up a bigger chunk of the premiums for the coverage for family members, especially the family members. It's really, really high in most cases because that's where the companies get hit. So the family plans have really changed for a lot of people. And a lot of companies are just passing the health care costs on to the workers because they're not going to pay it. They said they can't pay it. They're looking at the bottom line, and it just doesn't jive. So that's what 2014, as we roll into 2014, that's going to be the beginning of 2014 and probably all the way through. So this president is in his second term, and one of the things that was heavily pushed really in campaigning in the first term, but especially in the second term, running for the second term, was immigration, immigration, immigration. And there are people that are furious over deportation. So today the president is out there speaking on what they're calling a speaking tour. When he was out there speaking, there was somebody who wanted to voice their opinion. Take a listen to what happened.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Every single day.
That's why we're here.
Please use your executive order to halt deportation for all 11.5 undocumented immigrants in this country right now.
What we're
we agree that we need to pass comprehensive immigration reform. At the same time, you have a power to stop deportation for all undocumented
Actually,
immigrants.
I don't. And that's why we're here.
I need your help.
Okay.
Stop deportation.
What I'd like to do. No, don't worry about it, guys. Okay, let me finish. These guys don't need to go. Let me finish. No. You can stay there. Hold on a second.
All right, so what happened, they were screaming, you could hear that, stop deportations and all that kind of stuff. And then the president kind of laid out this explanation that he doesn't have the authority to just suspend these deportations. He says that it would require an act of Congress, not this executive order. And he said the easy way out is to try to yell and pretend like I can do something by violating our laws. But what I'm proposing is a harder path, which is to use our process to achieve the same goal that you want to achieve. He was in San Francisco on this tour, and what the deportation screaming is they're on track to deport about 2 million undocumented immigrants by next year. That's what the estimates show anyway. And that's a bigger pace, faster pace than under Bush. How about that? So with immigration reform on the shelf, as we knew it would be, stalled, of course, in place because no one's touching it, then you've got what you have is pro-immigration reform activists trying to put pressure on the president to stop those deportations through the executive action, and he's not doing that. That's not happening, at least right now. And we see what the problem is. This is also piggybacking on that decision to let will let young documented, undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as kids to apply for that temporary relief. And then remember, they also announced that certain family members of military service people who don't have papers, they can stay in the country too. So that's two things. But you got these brutal, brutal, brutal approval ratings. In fact, you're gonna love this. I said the number 32 was where we were gonna end up, didn't I? Said that a couple of weeks ago. Only 32% of Americans approve of the president's handling of immigration. That's Pew Research. They did a poll on this. Only half of Democrats endorse the way that the president has handled immigration. And the White House says that he doesn't have the legal authority to do anything about this, about the whole deportation thing. And the president said that the Speaker of the House could overcome the divisions and pass an immigration overhaul, but he hasn't been, but that he hasn't been willing to negotiate with the Senate over a broader bill that they passed. And he says he thinks, but then he came back and said he thinks that the Speaker wants to get it done. And that it's all about Congress. Congress, since that's a thing, just toss it off to Congress. Hey, reality check. Nothing is happening with immigration. No new news on this front. Because we knew this. Did we not know this? You can go back to the Bush days. I can remember being in Vegas and people protesting all over the country, including Vegas, about immigration and that there needed to be immigration reform, and all the big cities had protesters, and nothing happened. And we go back to the same thing. It's such a non-starter that if only the laws we had decades ago were enforced, if there was a crackdown on the violators, the people who employed so many that came across the border, then we wouldn't have the huge problem that we have. That, yes, we might have some, but it wouldn't be anything like the amount that we are constantly grappling with and the struggles that happen in these suburban areas, and then what happens in the hospitals and how that cost is passed on for people who are undocumented folks who come in, and it's $1,000 on every single one of your insurance policies. You're paying $1,000 basically extra throughout the year for the uninsured. So it's a nasty bit of business that nobody really wants to touch. It's just a typical Potomac two-step. Everyone steps around it, steps around it. Happy rhetoric. Whatever needs to be said to the crowd, say it to the crowd. Get them to applaud and then take the circus and move on to another town. Not to be sarcastic or caustic, but this is the truth. This is the deal. This is the deal with immigration. That's where we're at. It's not going to change. Hey, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk with Chuck Logan. He wrote a book called Homefront, and guess what? They made a movie out of it. Sylvester Stallone adapted his book for the big screen. It comes out on Wednesday. We're also going to do our cheap movie review after we talk with Chuck Logan. One of the things we'll look at is Homefront. I got a sneak peek as they sent me a copy of it, and I'll tell you all about it coming up later this hour of America Tonight. Stay with us.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Try to do. That look has got to hold on you. Spend money about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
Tonight, you might not hear an interview with Miley Cyrus explaining her giant space kitten crying in the background as she did one of her crazy songs in the American Music Awards, or who is Jennifer Lopez's latest boy toy, or what's happening as far as what's going on with the Real Housewives of XYZ. How many of those shows have they produced? I have no idea. Real Housewives of, I think, 8 different places. I have no clue as to how many there are now. I think they started off with New York and Orange County and, you know, wherever they went after that. There's something about this reality thing that is just, we can't shake it. It's like a sick disease. We cannot shake it. I'm just not a big fan of reality TV, but a lot of people like it. And for the people who put it on, they're smart. It's cheap to produce. And it's easy to get sponsors on board with it. So that's why reality television, I think, is here to stay for a while. Maybe they'll get a little more clever with some of the things that they... More clever. I don't even think that's a word. Maybe they'll get better at discovering some more interesting people, let's say, or something that's, a little more clever to hold our attention. But that's the problem. That's the whole idea with reality TV. It's hyped up, but people watch either they're Dancing with the Stars or Duck Dynasty with 14 million people watching that show, or, you know, whatever the show is. I still don't get the Honey Boo Boo thing. I saw 5 seconds of it, and that was 5 seconds too many that I will never, ever get back in my life. Someone explain it to me. Coming up on our next show, I got to really push this out there. Don't forget about Nail the Score, your chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. If once our computer picks the random game of the week in the NFL, you can tell us who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. And also, we're talking turkey. Who are your biggest turkeys for 2013? Who are they? I have a really, really long list. You may have a long list, too. I don't know. Or you might have a few people that you want to throw in for the biggest turkeys. And let's just throw something else out there. If you're making the trek somewhere for Thanksgiving, whether it's by train, planes, or automobile, tell me the distance. And if you are the person that has the longest distance, you'll win a copy in the end. You'll win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. And who knows, there might be something stuck in the page as a little surprise for the person who ends up with the most miles. I got one here from already. I've got one here from Maury, who heard me say this in a previous hour. Maury says, I heard you say something about miles and traveling far. I may end up winning this thing. I have to figure out the miles, but I'm going from Tampa, Florida to Chicago, Illinois. That's where my mother lives. We just moved to Florida, and we've been here about a year, so we're going up there for Thanksgiving. I can't wait, although all my cold clothes things are packed away. But let me know if I win. And then he gives his phone number. So, could it be the guy going from Florida to Chicago? Might be, or you may beat him out. I have to figure out the miles. I don't even know what the miles. I know I can do that. I know I can figure out the miles, but it may be him. All right, each and every show I am fond of saying that so many of you send in your thoughts. And once again, the mailbag is full, so let's head to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Thanks. This one comes to us from John, listening to us in Texas. And John says, Kate, boy, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about Obamacare, but I'm so fascinated by the personal stories. I know I've heard some of them on your show where people have called up to say what was happening with their coverage. I remember some guy in a union calling and saying it was actually better for him, and he didn't understand what people were saying. But I think most who are responsible for their own insurance are finding that it's not a good deal whatsoever. I have a decent job. In fact, I have a pretty good job, and I actually like it. However, the cost of my coverage is actually going up 10%, and part of that is because of the whole family thing. Yeah, it's timely that you send me that email, because I just was talking about that the other thing is people are seeing that they're going to have to pay more for the premiums with family members, and it could be as high as, for family coverage, depending on how many people you're covering in the family, it could be as much as 30% more. The other thing that I think has changed about covering dependents, covering family members, is it used to be, you get your insurance, you go to work for a company, boom, okay, here's your insurance. It starts in XYZ days, and you sign up, and that's it. And they don't ask you questions about whatever. They don't ask you questions about your health unless there's a reason that would come up. But with the family members, they used to automatically just, what's their age, put them on, whatever. Now they ask those questions, and I don't know if that has to do with the cost shifting that's going on or what the reason is for that. But for sure, the amount to cover your family seems like it's much higher anyway. And all of this has to do with the health insurance, the new regulations in health insurance that start in 2014. So what's happening, that's probably what's happening too. I bet there are people that didn't insure family members that now are having to do that because of what the insurance is at their place. If you have two people that are working, it might be a case of that. All right, here's one from Eric in Illinois. And Eric says, hey, Kate Delaney, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I am very excited for Turkey Day. For the first time ever, I am making the turkey. I never wanted to get involved in that kind of thing, but I decided as a surprise to my mother, and we're going to see my mother. I have two kids, that it wouldn't be fun if we made the turkey. I might be regretting this decision. I think I'm going to have to get up at the crack of dawn. I've seen too many TV shows on how people really blow it to know that I have to give myself enough time. I have lots of recipes, but would you give me a few tips? Well, being the Martha Stewart that I am, not. It depends. A frozen, or I have made some turkeys though. Frozen or fresh. If it's frozen, the key thing is that thawing out deal. And I think the best thing to do is, and there's probably the people that are rolling their eyes and would disagree with me, but is to brine the turkey. So brine the turkey overnight and thaw it out, you know, put it in a bucket of water, that whole thing, and make sure you give yourself enough time for how many pounds there are of the turkey. It's 30 minutes. I think it's 30 minutes for every pound. So figure that out. Make sure there's plenty of time. And what time, and then back time it to when the dinner is, because that's the other thing. I've done that where I didn't have the turkey done in time, so it was later than I wanted. It worked out great because people straggled in late and everything else, but I didn't have it when I wanted to have it. So the timing thing is key, is making sure that you get that right. All right, let's take another one here. This one, quickly, we can get another one, I think. This one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, hello, Ms. Delaney, America Tonight listeners. I wanted to wish everybody a happy, happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful for many, many, many things in my life, my crew that I run around with up and down 6th Street, and the people that allow us to wreak our own little havoc. Plus, I am also thankful for America Tonight. When I wake up in the morning, I had a chance to listen to the show, and you always provide me with a laugh or two or something thoughtful that I can talk about once I get to work. I work in the computer industry, and you can imagine how dry that can be. I'm a coder. Wow. So a little bit of information. This is somebody who has been emailing the show for a long time. Saying Austin, there are a lot of tech companies like Dell and some others that are in that area. It's sort of like this. It's like the second or third tech quarter. The first is Silicon Valley, but a lot of people come out of Austin. They have a lot of tech jobs there too. Probably because of the cost of doing business in Texas. That probably makes sense for some of the companies there. All right, Chuck Logan is up next, the author of Homefront.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I've got a good one coming up, Homefront. I had a chance to get a sneak peek and watch Homefront. It's terrific. One of my favorite guys is in it, Jason Statham, and also James Franco's in it, so that's a double dose for me. And just the premise of the movie is so well done. Jason Statham plays Phil Broker, who is a widowed ex-DEA agent. And he ends up going to, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but he ends up going to a southern town for the sake of his young daughter, 10-year-old daughter. There are a whole bunch of crazy things that happen to him, and guess who's involved? A drug lord named Gator. James Franco plays Gator. Now, the person who wrote those books, and I have read many of them, is with us. He's in our virtual green room, Chuck Logan. And, boy, what a great Thanksgiving for him. A movie's coming out. It's been promoted all over the place. Hey, Chuck, happy Thanksgiving. And, man, you got to be psyched about Homefront coming out on the big screen all over the place.
It's been like a real whirlwind. You know, Wednesday we were in Las Vegas, you know, at Planet Hollywood and got to meet all the folks. And, and now, you know, like there's media cooking all over, and the movie hits all the screens on the day before Thanksgiving. I mean, I'm pretty excited.
All right, so this is a character you love, you created, and, you know, when you write, and you and everybody has a different process, but you write, you invent this, it comes out, you know, your novels come out, and this is right in the same vein of so many of the ones that you've written in the past. I mean, this is your wheelhouse for sure, but what is it like to actually have it optioned and then actually make it to the big screen?
Well, the odds are astronomical. That, you know, I think my agent just was quoted an article saying, you know, of every million books published, you know, several thousand will get optioned, and of those, only a few tens will actually make it to the big screen. So I'm lucky in that respect. And, you know, Sylvester Stallone and Millennium Pictures optioned this twice before, and the options expired. So when it came around a third time last year for an option, I was kind of jaded because this had happened to me with a number of other books. And then suddenly they greenlighted it. And, you know, it has a tonic effect on certainly my writing career. I was kind of languishing around here. I thought this series was kind of dead, and I'd moved on to try some other stuff. So from a personal standpoint, I'm wildly enthusiastic about this.
Yeah, so once it happens, and Sylvester Stallone, he's doing it. He's doing the screenplay. Did you have any collaborating with Stallone? Did you talk to him about the character, any of that kind of stuff?
No, not really. I mean, you have to be very realistic about it. You know, like, fiction writing and cinema are two totally different mediums.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fiction writers sit alone and dream stuff up. And if you're going to read my book, I'm going to try to induce you into this kind of dream, and you're going to have to use your imagination. Well, that's all that's spelled out in a cinema.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's hundreds of people involved in making a movie, not one guy sitting in a little room in Minnesota, you know, typing.
Mm-hmm. Were you excited that in fact Jason Statham ended up playing the lead character? Do you think that was a good mix?
You know, a lot changes. You know, they make some economies, and you know, a lot of the characters that are in the book aren't in the movie. But what's interesting about Statham, I mean, I'm not a big action film guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm an old guy. You know, like, I, you know, loud noises bother me. You know, I mean, I had a bit part in an action movie in the 60s called, you know, Vietnam. So, you know, I tend to stay away. But it seems that, like, in the last movie he made, Redemption, he's experimenting with doing more dramatic roles.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that about it. And what you look for in an adaptation is does the movie stay faithful to the spirit of the book? And the strong family, you know, story of a father taking care of his kid is preserved, you know, in the movie, and a lot of the backstory that was in the original book. Like, I have some cop friends who are just tickled that one scene we figured out, you know, how to set up exploding light bulbs to take out a meth lab. They were just tickled when they saw a private screening that was still in there. So those touches are really kind of cool.
Do you say you have cop friends, so do you pick their brain a little bit, and do they sometimes, something they'll say gives you an idea for something that you're writing in whatever form it takes?
Well, whatever I do, for instance, if you read a book or saw a TV show or a movie about what you do,
uh-huh,
you'd immediately pick out the stuff that didn't sound true, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so I always, you know, run stuff by pros, you know, and so that's why I do a lot of research. And so they're very useful. If I'm writing about an ex-cop or a cop scenario, I'm talking to a lot of cops, you know. First thing is I say, look, I'm not a reporter. I make this stuff up, you know. And it's very helpful, you know. Like, we had a whole gang of cops come to this private screening we had in St. Paul, Minnesota.
And as you watched their reactions, did it make you feel pretty good about the movie itself?
Oh, they loved it, you know. Like, I talked to some younger people in the audience, you know, and they said, Chuck, they said, this is a medium action movie. I said, okay. And they said, it's also a thoughtful action movie because the language was amped up. Well, let me put it this way. If you read Homefront, you know, it's a psychological thriller. The menace builds slowly until it breaks
yep.
into open conflict. And at the end of the book, maybe, what, 6-8 shots are fired? Well, in the movie, it's what? 600, 800, 1,000. I mean, it's
endless.
It's a different. It's, you know, action movies are not aimed at old guys like me. They're aimed at a younger audience, and they sort of have grown up on this sort of venue, you know. And so I sort of needed some advice. Where does this fit into the mix? And they said, no, this is good. This is a thoughtful movie. It's got more than, you know, there's some people out there who, there's a lot of bloodthirsty couch potatoes who object to any dramatic stuff in an action movie. They want Statham kicking and punching and blowing things up for 90 straight minutes, you know, and this movie takes a step back from that. There's a little dramatic relief in it. And some good performances. performances, especially. I was real surprised by Kate Bosworth. She really nailed that part. I was impressed with her.
She did. She did do a great job. I watched it with my husband, and he said, it's funny that you picked that out. He said, boy, she's not, he called her, she's not Kate Light anymore. Because, of course, she came out, she was good looking, and, you know, the whole surfing thing. But she was great in that, yeah. I agree. The when the movie, you know, you get the call, then they're doing the movie, and finally it happens. Did you at all want to go to the set, or did you go to the set, or no?
I think probably the etiquette in that situation is that, you know, you're a spare set of wheels, and you get in the way unless you're invited.
Yeah.
You know, so, and so I just stood back and watched and waited for it to develop.
Yeah. From the time that your agent called you, and it definitely this time got the green light, and then Sylvester Stallone gets a hold of it, does the adaptation, they cast the picture and whatnot. From that time to now it's finally being released, how long was that process?
A little over a year. I think they started filming in early October in 2012.
Mm.
And I think they wrapped in February of 2013.
Yeah. What do, first, your family deals with you writing books and getting some critical acclaim, which is neat. And, you know, you love what you do. Obviously, you can feel that in your books, I think, when you read them. So now all of a sudden you've got this picture that comes out. What are the people around you saying?
Well, everybody goes a little giddy, you know, when you have a major motion picture made.
Yeah.
You know, but the real thing that's happened is the book has been reissued by HarperCollins with movie stars on the front, right?
Mm.
And that comes out in stores tomorrow. And suddenly I'm talking to editors, and when I was at the premiere, I was talking to a couple of producers, and they're asking you, what are you working on now? And that, for somebody who was sort of out in the cold, I dug in my heels and I decided I was going to write. I had this ebook coming out like in early December called Fallen Angel, which is about a wounded female helicopter pilot, you know, that comes home from Iraq. And there's a whole thriller story. But it's set in a world of psychologically and physically wounded veterans. Well, that didn't have a whole lot of commercial appeal. And I just said, well, I'm going to write it. Somebody should write about this. And so I was sort of working on that, and then out of nowhere, literally like a skyhook, this thing came along, and it's like a runaway train, and just took me away. And so now suddenly all these options are appearing, which just tickles me, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. So you Fallen Angel comes out, this book comes out, again, re-released with the movie stars on the front, as you said. And do you have another project already in the wings after that, too, or no?
I'm talking about maybe doing a prequel broker novel when he's, you know, you have these two sort of scenario tracks now. You have people that read the books, and Broker's getting kind of old in the books chronologically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, he's this younger guy. So I thought, why not do a story about him when he's a young single cop just getting started?
Mm.
And so that's one idea. The other thing I really want to do is do a book with the daughter as a teenager as the protagonist, but that can wait a while. So I have a couple of ideas to bookend the series.
Yeah, I like it. I like I like to see him in the beginning. That'd be cool, too, and then see what happens with the daughter as well. Chuck, what a delight to talk to you. It's an exciting time for you, Chuck Logan, and the book is going to be re-released, as you heard Chuck say, Homefront. Pick it up. Go watch the movie. It comes out on Wednesday in wide release. Chuck, hopefully we'll talk to you again down the line, and continued success.
Yeah, and anybody wants to, you know, find more links and stuff, just have them go to ChuckLogan.com, and there's lots of
All
stuff
right.
there to look at.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kate.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Logan talking about his characters, talking about Homefront, that he was stunned that they decided to make the movie. He was excited, but you always hear about these options and then they expire. And here this one got made. So Homefront opens up on Wednesday. They sent me an early copy of Homefront so that I could review it and see it. And I'll tell you what, I say thumbs up. These are the kind of movies I like, though. What I liked about this, too, it told the story. It was in and out, an hour and 40 minutes, and it really was, as we described there, you've got an ex-DE agent going to a small town to raise his daughter, and then what ensues after that. You see some familiar faces. Winona Ryder is in this movie. Kate Bosworth, you heard Chuck mention what a great job she did, how she nailed the character that he had written, and Jason Statham, I thought, was terrific in it, and James Franco in these kind of roles is always good. He plays the drug lord guy called Gator. Here's a little snippet of the movie so you can hear it yourself.
You know, she really likes you, Susan.
It's a bit of a milestone, I'd say. You think you can talk to her sometime?
Of course.
I'd used to talk to her mum for hours. I think she'd like to talk to her one more often.
I'd be happy to.
Thanks.
One more thing. The people around here can do some foolish things.
Meaning?
It's a bit like Appalachia. Like feuds, they still exist. And you're new here. So I just think it would be best for Maddie if you would smooth everything over while still fresh in people's minds.
Just two kids working things out?
You can go from two kids in a fist fight to the emergency room real fast.
I didn't know this town had an emergency room.
Now you're catching on. Look, people talk. They decided you're a question mark. so.
Keep it smooth. Check.
All right, so that was a scene between Jason Statham and the teacher at the school where his little girl went, and there was a problem with a kid, and that's what he was talking about. That's what she was talking about to him. And it was a pretty good movie, I have to say. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, I've given it 8+ for sure. And like I said, it doesn't have a ridiculous carried-on storyline, and it has a good meaning to it. At the end, it wraps up pretty well. Frozen is also coming out over the holiday weekend. And Frozen is definitely, if you have young kids, if you have grandkids, if you have nieces and nephews, if you just happen to like Kristen Bell, maybe, because she's one of the main voices in it, this is an animated flick. Check out Frozen.
Arendelle.
It's completely frozen.
Cold, 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 cold.
A real howler in July.
Yeah?
The land's covered in eternal snow.
Really?
If we don't do something soon, we'll all freeze to death.
You want to talk about a problem? I sell ice for a living.
Ooh, that's a rough business to be in right now. that is really... that's unfortunate.
All right, so, again, as I said, if you've got kids in the family, this is the kind of movie for you for sure. It's one of the animated things. Short, they always make them shorter for kids. 1:41, the time of that movie. And it's about a journey with some rugged mountain men and a loyal reindeer, so you kind of get the idea. Fantasy, fairy tale, all that kind of stuff. And you might recognize some of the voices besides Kristen Bell. Josh Gad is in it. Jonathan Groff is in it. And a few others, too, as well. Old Boy is the next one. And Old Boy stars Josh Brolin. He's the main, one of the main characters in it. Samuel L. Jackson is in it. Elizabeth Olsen is in it. And it's a story about an ad exec who was kidnapped and held hostage. Crazy. This whole thing with hostage. All of a sudden, there's a lot of movies with hostages in it. For 20 years in solitary confinement. Check this out.
You read them? You read my letters? I read them right. Who are you?
Your friend Chucky called me because you were in really bad shape.
Well, I'm all right now, so I can get out of here.
No, you're far from all right.
What are you doing here?
I apologize for reading your letters.
You didn't call the police?
No, I didn't.
Why?
I believe you.
Why?
I believe that you've been locked up for a long time.
Don't touch me. What if I thought you knew too much, huh? Reading my letters. What if I felt like I needed to kill you right now?
Then I suppose I'd be dead. Joe, please take your hands off me.
All right, so this is going to be a revenge thing. You can bet it's like a thriller mystery, action adventure. It's actually a remake, believe it or not. The first film... there was a Korean version of this called Old Boy, and that was a popular film in Korea and elsewhere because, of course, it was, translated into other languages. But anyway, so this is a remake of that, and this may find kind of a sleeper audience. I already gave you my review of Homefront that I would definitely put that on the list or see it when it comes out on video for sure. It's definitely decent for video, and you know how quickly these things go to video. I think the big movie that people are going to see is The Hunger Games, the second part of it, Catching Fire. Thor, The Dark World is very, very big for teenagers and maybe even beyond that. Comedy-wise, Delivery Man, Vince Vaughn's flick, is getting a little bit of attention. And as I mentioned before, there are some bigger movies to come out. Matt, you couldn't even think of the last movie you went to, but you watch a lot of movies, like streaming them and stuff. But you haven't been to a movie in a while, right?
I actually figured it out. The last movie I went to was on a double date for The Heat.
The Heat!
Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock.
Well, was that any good? I never even saw that.
It was decent. It was decent. It was entertaining. Not the greatest movie in the world, obviously, but it was entertaining enough.
All right, so entertaining. That's pretty good, though. That works. Because it seems, you know, that seemed like the trailer probably aired all the best scenes.
That's why I tend to stay away from trailers, because I think they've been, and this is a more recent thing I feel too, like within the last 10 years, more so even 5, that especially comedies, you see too much of the movie. And then you already either know what's going to happen or have heard some of the jokes, and it's not as good when you can't hear it for the first time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's something about, especially as you put the clips together, and then you, sometimes it can be almost a spoiler. I'll tell you one that I saw. I love documentaries, and I saw The Armstrong Lie, and it's about Lance Armstrong, and it was really good. When that comes to DVD, if you have any interest in it, the whole story, how it unravels, and the different writers that are interviewed, the way it's put together. Alexander Gibney is the guy who is a pretty well-known documentary guy, and he did an excellent job with this. It's worth watching The Armstrong Lie. And then he talks to Lance Armstrong in it. So he had his blessing. He was actually filming it in 2009 when Lance Armstrong was making his last comeback, and then finished it after the whole Oprah thing. So I thought it was really, really well done. I would put that on the list. And the other movie that I saw was, because this one was a screening, they sent it to my house. The other one that I saw in the movie theaters was Gravity. And Gravity is that Sandra Bullock, George Clooney movie. And I was really thought it was just not, it was going to be stupid, to be honest. I really was not into seeing it, but was in a situation where I was like, oh, everyone's going to see it. So I went to see it, and I have to say, and maybe it's because I kind of like the space thing, it was a lot better than I thought. If you are into space, if you like space, you know, like stuff with NASA, whatever, it's not that it's overwhelmingly about that, but it is about the whole idea of being in space, and I thought it was pretty good. I would give it like 1 to 10, a 7. So Homefront actually gets a higher grade for me, but I thought it was pretty decent.
You know, about the documentaries, just real quick, there's a Roger Ebert documentary that's about to be made by the guy who did Poop Dreams, so I think that would be very good.
Ooh, we'll have to watch for that and see when that comes out, because I bet it is going to be very good. Think of how long he definitely gave the thumbs up or thumbs down to movies. All right, go see the movies and give us a cheap movie review at americatonight.net.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeye.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrikeye.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeye.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeye.com.